All right, we'll start if you don't mind. Shane Clark will come right in. I say this to you guys all the time. I'm going to say it because it's true. I'm never going to be upset with our team if we lose one of these games. I'm not going to get overexcited if we win because these games are crazy. I mean, the first half, they shot 6 for 7 from three. They were great. I mean, they got a really good team. And I thought we were doing a good job in the first half. Normally, defensively, I thought we created 17 turnovers, and yet we got a 7-point lead. And we turned it over in the first half. I thought we did a great job in the second half, taking care of the ball. I mean, Zoller has 22 at halftime. I mean, it's just a big five, man. I'm never going to overreact to it. And I'm just happy when we come out of it with a win. I'm happy, and we're ready to move on. If we get a loss, we're going to move on. So it was a hell of a basketball game.
Is there any way to prepare for that crazy?
No. I mean, I talked. We have five freshmen. I do this every year. I give my little big five speech. I tell them. I tell them, you're not going to know anything. Whatever I tell you is not going to matter. You're going to get in the game, especially if we play at the Palestra. Crazy stuff's going to happen. You just got to live through it. When you're a sophomore, you'll understand. And that's all you can do.
Could you prepare them for shooting 27, 29 from the free throw line?
You know, as I say, it was unbelievable. They shot 67% in the first half. They didn't. You know, we played great in the second half. We took care of the ball. That's what we did in the second half. We didn't turn the ball over. I thought that was big for us. We were sloppy in the first half.
Did you do a Zoller in the second half?
No. Honestly, God, no. We did. You know, when we lost him, he scored when we were at the back of our press, and we just relaxed. And they were so good. And it's just good coaches, good players. They would attack us, probe us, and never stop just reversing the ball until we made a mistake. And when we made a mistake, they found the open guy. And they found Zoller a lot. We honestly didn't do anything different. We just tried to do a better job finding people. Even at the end, we left McMahon open. He missed it. I mean, you know, we got to get better. We've got to get better. But you got to give them a lot of credit because they make you pay for relaxing defensively.
Coach, a lot happened in that game. But there was a stretch there where Shane pulled out some pretty big offensive rebounds. He got fouled
Well, we talked about this within our. Shane Clark is a Villanova basketball. He gets it, and that's what's making us good right now. We got three seniors that really get it. He and Dante get it, and you know, there's times in games you're not making shots. You got to do other things, and he's never worried about whether the shot's going in, what the call was before anything. He's just playing basketball every possession, and I just love him, man. I told him in the middle of the year, I said, I love you. I love how you play. But that's what it's all about. You got to teach kids to play that way. And he only played half a year last year. That was a tough stretch because we missed shots. You know, and they were making their run. And he went and got big offensive rebounds. And he was smart about it. Some he shot, some he kicked out.
Jerry, they went up 72-70. You guys had a timeout. When you come out, they miss a couple free throws. And then Scotty hits a big three. Just talk about that for Scotty as far as being indoctrinated into the big five.
Yeah, that was a huge shot. I'm going to make sure that I remind him of that. Because if you can do that in this place with that crowd, that was a great crowd, and with that situation, you know, you're a player. And we always say that to him, you're either a player or you're not. You either make those plays or you don't. That was a big-time play. And it was a play where he had a choice. That wasn't for him. If he was open, he had the choice. If not, he was looking for Kurt or Mike. And he decided to take it. That was big-time.
Curtis, you've had some of these battles. You weren't surprised that he gave you such a hustle tonight, didn't you?
No, I was expecting that. So anything else, I'd have been surprised. I know what type of games, you know, to look forward to when you come into the Palestra. I know it's going to be tough, and I was just trying to prepare the younger guys as well as coach. You know, just trying to get them familiar with what was going to happen when we get out here.
You seem surprised at the free throw shooting. I mean, in a game like this, how important is that for you guys?
It's very important. I mean, this is a tough atmosphere. I think this is probably the toughest places you can, you know, ever play, and it's such a big game, and you know, you can be a little nervous on the free throw line, but just, you know, being focused and taking your time out there, we was able to accomplish it and go 27-29.
How reassuring is it to kind of getting to know Shane a little better this season?
I'm sorry,
how reassuring is it to have a player like Shane coming off?
It's good. I mean, like Coach said, he's a Villanova player. He's our Kyle. You know, Kyle did the same thing Shane was doing last year, and Shane did it for half a year. He's coming on this year, and he's doing it from the beginning. And it's giving our team a boost because whenever you know, if we're missing shots, we can always depend on him to go get the offensive rebound or, you know, locking a guy up. And we need that on this team. And I think he's showing the younger guys how we play.
Shane, is that a role that you wanted to play this year? I mean, Kyle is known for getting those big offensive rebounds, and obviously that's what
you're doing. Really, I just, my role is just to play a little bit of basketball, like you said, to do whatever it takes, you know, to go out there and win a game.
Curtis, did you say anything in the second half when Penn was making this run to Scotty, to Dwayne, guys who were kind of in this atmosphere, to help push them a little bit?
Yeah, I huddled the guys up when they went up 72-70. And I looked at Mike and Will, and I said, we've been here before. And I looked at the young guys. I was like, you know, we've been here before. You know, we know what it takes. You know, it's like 9 minutes left in the game. I was like, don't get rattled. It's going to take one possession at a time. And that's when Scotty looked at me and said, all right. And I said, you come off the screen, and you got the shot, take it. And that's when he took the shot.
Shane, talk about that little stretch there in the second half where you had a couple of offensive rebounds, made a couple of free throws, and had the big put back at this team with 72. For 73 all at the time. What was going through your mind? What did you see?
I'm just seeing opportunities to like help this, help like get second shots, or to help this team get another chance to probably get a good possession.
Jay, when you come in here with a team like this, a young team, how many normal games of experience is a game like this worth you?
Oh man, you know, I don't know if we said this, but let's just make this clear. They're really good. You know, they went into Syracuse. They gave Syracuse a game. Hey, this is a really good team. So winning this in this atmosphere against a very, very good team. But even if this was not a good Penn team, the game would have been the same. That's what my point I was trying to make. But this is a really good team. And this is really valuable. It really is. And we're going to go out to Oklahoma, and I'm sure that's tough. And I think they have the longest home winning streak in the country or something. But after these guys have been through this, it can't be any more intimidating. It can't be. And you know, we played the Carrier Dome, we played everywhere. So this is great for us, man. We said this to the guys before. This, we'll see what happens, man. But we're going to learn. We're going to grow from this. This is a good stepping stone for us. We still have a lot of work to do.
You played in games in this building, 53-52, low scoring stuff. Did 5 games off. This was pretty high scoring.
That was crazy. No, I wasn't. I was expecting a defensive battle. They're a good defensive team. But so I was saying. It was crazy. The threes, I mean, you had 24 threes in that game. We had 14. They had 10. It was unbelievable. They shot 67% in the first half. That was amazing.
Coach, do you prefer your team to play in this type of high-scoring games more? Or low-scoring games? Or is there anything that
would be interesting? We don't concern ourselves with the score as much as is how we play. You know, if we play aggressively, if we force people out of what they do offensively. So, you know, sometimes people are good. Like if Penn wants to be, they can attack our pressure, and they're such good passers. They could have pulled it out. They could have made it a slow game, but they just attacked it, and they really made it that kind of game. You know, and they push it up on made baskets. We don't even push it up on made baskets. They were pushing it up.
Shane, how much does it help that you played here in high school, your experiences in Philadelphia, playing in a game like this?
I've been playing here since probably sixth grade, like every chance I get, and it helps a whole lot. I grew up on it. I love it here. I love playing. I see the atmosphere when I was in high school, so I always had the dream of playing here. Once I got the chance, I just having a fun experience.
Jay, you talked about things being a work in progress for the season. Defensively, how do you think you're progressing?
I thought we were good till tonight, and I really did, but that's what I say. I really want to give them credit. I think they had a great game plan of how to attack us, and it worked. Sometimes you have a great game plan, we all know as coaches, and they don't make the shots. So once they started making the shots, but the game plan was to just kick it up and shoot it. If you miss those, it's a lot different game. But I think that was smart. So half of it's us. We got to get a little bit better, and I think half of it, you got to give them a lot of credit. I think they're good, man. I'm telling you. Mark my word, at the end of the year, watch, this is going to be a really good team. It's going to be a great RPI game for us.
How frustrating was it when they were just going to the line? I think they made 9 and 9.
I saw you behind our bench. I know you know I was frustrated, but that's the game. You got to deal with that. You know, it's the game. These are the toughest games to officiate. That's why I was saying to myself then, you know what? If they shoot 20 free throws in a row and we lose this game, hey, it's a big 5 game. It is what it is, man. It was, you know, they were smart. They were just driving the ball, putting their head down, and that was smart. And sometimes you do that. They don't make the call, and it doesn't work for you. So it was frustrating, but you got to do. That's what basketball's about. You got to deal with that.
What about the forced turnovers?
I thought in the first half, I thought we were doing a good job in the first half. In the second half, I thought that's where we did a good job. There we did a good job. I thought we did pressure the ball pretty well. And they, you know, and they reacted to that and got, that's probably where we, you know, got some fouls doing that. But I thought there's where we did a good job, creating turnovers.
You talked about the progress your team's made on the defensive side. On the offensive side, with the number of points they're putting up, the way they're shooting here in the Virgin Islands Center, maybe they're a little further ahead than you thought they might be?
I knew these guys could score. I'm never worried about that. I'd like the, you know, I'd like to win ugly if we can. So I never worry about it. These guys can score.
Anything else?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.